50 years. Family owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
But will be Greenbrier's ball to start this final period as they lead Mountain Home 37-21. Jace Dunlap will trail the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Panthers. He gets it back in to Jack Runzik, and we are back underway. Ball goes around the left side to Mathis. He'll dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Will not go. Dewey gets a rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Proctor will walk the ball across the timeline. We're 20 seconds into this final quarter. It's a 16-point Greenbrier lead. Proctor picks up his drill, gives it to Bickford there on the right wing. He'll take the screen from Dewey. Now gives it to Dewey near the right corner. Dewey's going to drill towards the low block. Pulls up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound is going to be fought for. It's going to be a foul on Braden Dewey. His second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half.
You like to see Dewey being aggressive there, going after the ball. Unfortunately, got called for the foul there on that offensive rebound.
Runzik into the front court with 7:17 left in the game. 37-21, Panthers up. Runzik dribbles to the left elbow, kicks out to Melton, who checked in a little bit ago. He's going to pull up for the jumper, good.
And Greenbrier's gotten hot on these little pull-up jumpers there, about 15, 16 foot.
Spencer Melton with his first 2 points. Another alley-oop try for Mountain Home. Can't get to go, and Greenbrier gets another rebound. Back quickly, Spencer Melton. He's going to pull up for the long two, and he gets it. 4 quick points for Spencer Melton.
Yeah, 2 good-looking shots right there from that left kind of elbow area.
And Mountain Home's going to call another timeout. We'll break with 6:45 left to play in the game. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 41-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Coming out of the timeout, Luke Proctor dribbles to the left side. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Greenbrier. That's not how you want to come out of the timeout.
No.
As fortunately for Mountain Home, Greenbrier misses the layup. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers, and Mountain Home will get the ball back.
Yeah, Mountain Home got lucky there.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. 12th turnover against the Bombers. 6:28 left to play in the game. 41-21, Panthers up. Here is Bickford across the timeline, dribbling to the left side. Now takes a screen from Dewey as it goes back up to the top. Finds Ellison near the elbow. Finds Carson cutting in towards the lane, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Braxton Carson picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home, and their 13th turnover of the night. 6:10 left to play in the game. Panthers get the ball back, leading 41-21. Runs it across the timeline for the Panthers. Throws over on the right side to Johnson. Down the corner to Mathis. Mathis dribbles out to the wing. Now to Dunlap. Up top to Runzik. Now it's home in a man-to-man. Runzik gets by Proctor going into the lane for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line for a pair. That is going to be on Kai Bickford. His first personal foul. Fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Jack Runzik at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 8 points so far this evening. 5:47 left to play in the game as Runzik's first free throw is up and in. One thing Greenbrier's doing pretty well tonight is sharing the ball, too.
Yeah, they are. I think they – how many they have scoring in the scorebook? Several.
Nobody in double figures yet.
Yeah.
Second free throw for Runzik, no good. Mountain Home gets the rebound. Their 15th of the night. Proctor with the ball up on the right side, up top to Bickford. 42-21, Panthers up, 5:33 left in the game. Ball goes over on the right, left side to Proctor. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Luke Proctor with 14 points. 42-23, Greenbrier up, 5:20 left in the game.
You know, when you're playing a team like Greenbrier, you've got everybody that can shoot, everybody can score. You know, it's hard to defend. You don't know who's going to be there.
Yep. Now, speaking of which, Johnson going up for the three-pointer. He couldn't get to go, though, and Mountain Home gets the rebound. Back quickly, Elson goes into the lane, pulling up for the short jumper. Good. And Reed Elson gets his first 2 points of the night. 42-25, Greenbrier up, 4:50 left.
You know, if you're Greenbrier here, you're looking to run as much clock as possible, and any good shot you're going to take.
Runs it, gets by Proctor, pulls into the lane for the jumper, good. And now he's in double figures with 11 points. Now, I'm not sure what they call it.
They gave a warning there. Mountain Home was trying to get the ball out of the gill and get it going.
Oh, delay of game?
Yeah, it looked like number one hit the ball.
Oh, okay.
To get away there.
So they call delay of game against Greenbrier. First one's a warning. Second one after that's a technical foul. Oh, it's delay of game on us. Okay. That's interesting. So anyways, Luke Proctor pulls up for the three-pointer on the right side. Can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to Greenbrier. Here's Weaver with it on the left side. Throws over to Mathis on the right. Mathis will drill to the top, gives it to Weaver on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled by Ellison. Back comes Mountain Home. Bickford throws it over to Carson on the right. He's going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Ellison. Over to Bickford on the right. Gets by his defender. Throws it up top to Ellison. He's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. Good.
Good job by Reed there, setting his feet. He's been hot here these last couple possessions from Mountain Home.
Yep, 5 points for Ellison. 44-28, Greenbrier up. 3:44 left in the game. Weaver across the timeline. Throws it to Melton. Now he'll give it to Johnson. Dunlap has it now at the top. Dunlap will give it to Mathis on the right corner. He drills towards the paint. Now gives it to Johnson, cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Hayes Johnson with his first 2 points of the night. And I think they've had about, maybe nine players on the scoreboard.
On the scoreboard?
Yeah.
So what does Mount Home have, three?
Yes. Here's Proctor with it in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And Mountain Home quickly takes the timeout. He now has 17 points. We'll break with 3:02 left to play in the game. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 46-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garber Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Well, Mountain Home takes the timeout with 3:02 left to play in the game as they trail Greenbrier 46-31. They took the timeout right after Luke Proctor hit that three-pointer. We were just talking, Matt, Greenbrier has nine players on the scoreboard, and, you know, that's good job of sharing the ball around.
Yeah, be interested to see. I know we're not able to keep up with that here, but the assists that Greenbrier's had.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of assists and people running to the basket, hitting open players, and running through their offense. They've done a good job with that.
Greenbrier.
Mount Home. We're going to pull up into a 1-2-1-1 here trap.
Yep, sure are. Here is Mathis with it. He's going to throw it on the left side to Berry. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Proctor. 2:42 left to play in the game. Proctor going into the lane for the layup. No good. Ball's being fought for on the rebound. Balls will sail out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Panthers, and Mountain Home will inbound it with 2:36 left to play in the game. And for Mountain Home, Levi Uchman checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Braxton Carson. Ball goes on the left side to Proctor. He immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good. 20 points on the night for Proctor, and it's down to a 12-point game. 46-34. Greenbrier up, 2:25 left to play in the game. Here's Mathis with it up top. Throws it to Weaver. Uchman will double team. Now ball goes over to Berry. Back over to Weaver. He met by another double team. He throws it to Mathis. Mathis is going to dribble into the lane. Now throws it into the right corner. And Hayes Johnson puts up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, Greenbrier kind of put a clinic on there how to beat the trap. Throw over the top of it to the middle and throw offside.
4 points for Johnson. 2 minutes left to play in the game. It's a 14-point Greenbrier lead. Here's Dover with it. Throws it to Proctor on the left side. He'll dribble. Pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball's controlled by Johnson. Back quickly comes Weaver. He's going into the lane. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line. 1:43 left to play in the game. As that foul's going to be on Kai Bickford, his second personal foul. 16th foul against Mountain Home.
Good hustle there by Kai. Not giving up a layup. You never want to give up a wide open layup. Make him earn them here from the free throw line.
Weaver at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 9 points. He'll stay that way for the first one. As the first one falls, bounces around and falls out. Jack Runzik checking back in for the Panthers, replacing Jacob Mathis. And for Mountain Home, Levi Uchman's going to come out of the game as Coben Instkeep comes back in. So Weaver with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Good, he gets one of two. He is now one of two players in double figures with 10 points for Greenbrier. 49-34, Panthers up. Back quickly comes Proctor. He's going to dribble toward the low block. Now he's going to kick it out to Bickford in the left wing. He drills toward the corner. Back to Proctor. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to Jack Runzik. 1:25 left to play. Here's Weaver with it. Throws up top to Runzik. Runzik will be met by a double team. Throws over on the left side to Berry. Back up top to Runzik. He gets out of a double team. Finds Weaver on the right side. Now up top to Runzik. 1:10 left to play. Back to Weaver, and he's going to be fouled. And that puts Greenbrier in the bonus. Coben Inskeep picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Bombers. So 1-1 for Eli Weaver with 1:08 left to play in the game. Levi Uchman's going to check back in, replacing Luke Proctor. So Weaver will be at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 2 with 10 points. First shot is up. No good. He misses the front end. Ball's going to sail out of bounds. Last touch by Greenbrier. Mountain Home will get it with 1:07 left.
Greenbrier's going to come up with a man-to-man press here. Just get the ball out and clear. Let our guard bring it up.
Bickford will walk the ball into the front court. As we tick inside the final minute, ball goes over to Inskeep on the right side. Back to Bickford. He has there on the wing. Bickford takes a screen from Dewey, dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Dewey just outside the paint. And he's going towards the low block, and the blocking fouls will be called on Eli Weaver with 47.2 seconds left.
Well, he's going to call it on the floor. Mountain Home's going to have the ball, throwing it out of bounds here underneath the goal.
As Weaver's second personal foul, team foul number 6.
Oh, he's giving him the shooting foul.
Whoa!
We'll take it, yeah.
Well, then shouldn't the basket count it if that's going to be a... Well, they're going to say two.
If the basket went in, if it's a shooting foul,
they're going to say it's two shots.
Yeah, but he made the bucket. So yeah, if it's two shots.
So
it
now they're talking. Yeah, they're getting together. Or is it? So it shouldn't. Okay, so they're going to give Dewey the bucket. Oh,
yeah.
Man. So he's now has 11 points, and it's So they're going. There's,
they're going to say that first three throw that he missed did not count.
Yeah. So
they're giving Blue the ball here.
Okay. So it is 49-35. Now we've got finally got that all situated.
I think everybody was surprised that they called it a shooting foul. It looked like it was out here on the floor.
Yeah, it was well before the basket. Yeah, so ball goes to Runzik in the front court. Ball's now with Dunlap. Now back to Runzik. Up top now to Berry. Down to 29 seconds. He'll be fouled from behind. Kai Bickford picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So 1-1 coming up for Aiden Berry. With 28.3 seconds left to play in the game. This will be his first trip to the line tonight. He has 5 points. Jacob Mathis checking back in for Greenbrier replacing Jace Dunlap. First shot is up and in, so he does earn a bonus. One more free throw for Berry. Now coming in for Mountain Home is Hagan Robb, as he replaces Robert Dover. Robb, a junior for the Bombers. Or are they going to get? No, it's not going to be Dover. Dewey, it's going to be Dewey. Okay. So one more free throw for Berry. Second shot is up. Rolls around, will not go, and the rebound is being fought for and finally controlled by Bickford. Down to 20 seconds left. Ball goes to Robb. He's going to put up the jumper. No good, but draws the blocking foul. He'll head to the free throw line with 18.3.
Good look there by Kai coming up the floor. Hagan did a good job running the floor here. Got a chance to get to the line here and get on the board for the Bombers.
Yep. That foul is Hayes Johnson's second personal foul. Team foul number 7, so Mountain Home is in the bonus. First free throw for Robb is no good.
Hagan's a kid who played basketball at a young age and then kind of quit playing, then shot up. I mean, you can look at him. He's 6'4", 6'3". He's up there pretty good height. Bombers are trying to work on him, getting him back in basketball shape here.
Well, Rob misses a free throw, but Mountain Home gets offensive rebound. Ball goes to Bickford. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything, and Rob cannot save it. And Greenbrier will get the ball out of bounds with 9.1 seconds left. So Greenbrier is going to improve on the year. Mountain Home still winless in conference play. Ball goes into Runzik. Now to Berry. Down to 4 seconds left. He'll get it across the timeline. Throws over on the right side to Melton. That's the way this ball game is going to end, with Greenbrier getting the 14-point victory. Well, we'll take a break, come back and check our final numbers in a moment. Our final score tonight: Greenbrier defeats Mountain Home 50-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long.